A good portion of Wednesday night's school board forum centered on technology. The district has prioritized adding tech to classrooms, but also has taken some criticism from the public on whether technology is the best place to spend money. One listener had a question about Promethean boards. Those are big digital interactive displays the district purchased for its 100 or so classroom teachers. They run about $3,500 a piece, and the listener worried that they'd just become glorified dry erase boards. He asked if the district's tech money could have been better spent on other things.
At the time, no.
Cass Pook.
That's what we had money for. We did consider laptops, one-to-one, but the cost was even greater than the Promethean boards.
Pook said there's a good reason the district has placed a premium on technology in the classroom.
This is not just the way that the Sitka School District is going. This is the way the state of Alaska is going. This is going to go before the legislature and the governor on how we're going to prepare our kids with technology. It's not my world.
Robinson agreed with that and said there are ways to make sure the Promethean boards stay relevant.
It is vital that as we roll out this new technology in our classrooms, that we're providing our teachers with the training that they need to use it effectively so that the investment is not a waste.
When the district was preparing its budget last spring, it faced questions in public hearings about whether technology spending was worthwhile in general. People wanted to know if the money being spent on tech could be better spent elsewhere. Robinson says she understands those concerns.
There is a balance, and there are many areas of a well-rounded education that should not or cannot be replaced by technology, and I think teachers is probably it is absolutely the highest.
The candidates also talked about student achievement. Test results and other data has shown in Sitka and statewide that there are gaps in how different groups of students achieve. That is often true of Alaska Native students and students from low-income households. Pook says that issue needs to be addressed head-on.
And I think the time is now to have those conversations until we hear from students that are failing in school and parents and why they can't help their kids at home. That's where we're going to get the answers to how can we create safety nets to support your child to help them to achieve and not wait until the 11th hour before we're saying, oh my gosh, your kid's failing, and it's a month away from graduation.
Pook said the community needs to have what she calls courageous conversations about difficult issues. Robinson says one of those conversations will have to be about parent involvement in education.
I know how difficult it can be. I'm a single mother, and I work, and it can be challenging sometimes to be able to be all that you need to be for your kids, but it has to be a priority no matter how hard it is.
She says there are lots of ways to deal with students who struggle to achieve, and that one of them is by addressing their needs as soon as possible.
Statistics have shown that when a child is behind academically, if it's not remediated in the first 3 years of their education, chances are that gap will never be fully bridged. And so that's just, I guess, another reason that, especially in the demographics that are at risk, that they need to be have some sort of an introduction to, you know, pre-K education.
Both candidates also answered questions about math education, student activities, and state funding. You can hear those answers by listening to the complete forum on our website, kcaw.org. Pook's name will appear on the ballot. Robinson is a write-in candidate. Voters wishing to cast a ballot for her will need to fill in the oval and write her name on the line. The municipal election is October 2nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.